But all the mysteries had not yet been revealed to you, and you knew worthless ones, and these in the hardness of your hearts you have made known to the women, and through these mysteries women and men work much evil on earth. Say to them, therefore, you have no peace. And they took and brought me to a place in which those who were there were like in flaming fire. And when they wished, they appeared as men. And they brought me to the place of darkness and to a mountain, the point of whose summit reached to heaven. And I saw the places of luminaries, and the treasuries of the stars and of the thunder, and in the uttermost depth where were a fiery bow and arrows and their quiver, and a fiery sword and all the lightning. And they took me to the living waters and to the fire of the west, which receives every settings of the sun. And I came to a river of fire, in which the fire flows like water and discharges itself into the great sea towards the west. I saw the great rivers, and came to the great river, and to the great darkness, and went to the place where no flesh walks. I saw the mountains of the darkness of winter, and the place whence all the waters of the deep flow. I saw the mounts of all the rivers of the earth, and the mount of the deep. I saw the treasuries of all the winds. I saw how he had furnished with them the whole creation and the firm foundation of the earth. And I saw the cornerstones of the earth. I saw the four winds which bear the earth and the firmament of the heaven. And I saw how the winds stretch out the vaults of heaven and have their station between heaven and earth. These are the pillars of the heaven. I saw the winds of heaven which turn and bring the circumferences of the sun and all the stars to their setting. I saw the winds of the earth carrying the clouds. I saw the path of the angels. I saw at the end of the earth the firmament of the heaven above, and I proceeded and saw a place which burns day and night, where there are seven mountains of magnificent stones, three towards the east and three towards the south. And as for those towards the east, one was of colored stone, and one of pearl, and one of jacinth, and those towards the south of red stone. But the middle one reached to heaven, like the throne of God, of alabaster, and the summit of the throne was of sapphire. And I saw a flaming fire, and beyond these mountains is a region, the end of the great earth. There the heavens were completed, and I saw a deep abyss with columns of heavenly fire, and among them I saw columns of fire fall, which were beyond measures alike towards the height and towards the depth. And beyond the abyss I saw a place which had no firmament of the heaven above, and no firmly founded earth beneath it. There was no water upon it, and no birds, but it was a waste and horrible place. I saw there seven stars, like great burning mountains, and to me, when I inquire regarding them, the angel said, "This place is the end of heaven and earth. This has become a prison for the stars and the host of heaven. And the stars which roll over the fire are they which have transgressed the commandment of the Lord in the beginning of their rising, because they did not come forth at their appointed times. And he was wroth with them, and bound them till the time when their guilt should be consummated, even for 10,000 years. And Uriel, the angel, said to me, "Here shall stand the angels who have connected themselves with women. and their spirits assuming many different forms are defiling mankind, and shall lead them astray into sacrificing to demon as gods. Here shall they stand till the day of the great judgment, in which they shall be judged till they are made an end of. And the women also of the angels who went astray shall become sirens. And I, Enoch alone, saw the vision, the end of all things, and no man shall see as I have seen. And these are the names of the holy angels who watch. Uriel, one of the holy angels who is over the world and over Tartarus. Raphael, one of the holy angels who is over the spirits of men. Raguel, one of the holy angels who takes vengeance on the world of the luminaries. Michael, one of the holy angels, to wit he that is set over the best part of mankind and over chaos. Sarakel, one of the holy angels who is set over the spirits, who sin in the spirit. Gabriel, one of the holy angels who is over paradise and the serpents and the cherubim. Ramiel, one of the holy angels whom God set over those who rise. The second journey of Enoch. Preliminary and final place of punishment of the fallen angels. And I proceeded to where things were chaotic, and I saw there something horrible. I saw neither a heaven above nor a firmly founded earth, but a place of chaotic and horrible. And there I saw seven stars of the heaven bound together in it, like great mountains and burning with fire. And then I said, for what sin are they bound, and on what account have they been cast in Hittir? Then said Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me, and was chief over them, and said, Enoch, why do you ask? And why are you eager for the truth? These are of the number of the stars of heaven, which have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, and are bound here till 10,000 years. The time entailed by their sins are consummated. And from thence I went to another place, which was still more horrible than the former. And I saw a horrible thing, a great fire there which burned and blazed, and the place was cleft as far as the abyss, being full of great descending columns of fire. Neither its extent or magnitude could I see, nor could I conjecture. Then I said, how fearful is the place, and how terrible to look upon! And then Uriel answered me, one of the holy angels who was with me, and said unto me, Enoch, why hast thou such fear and affright? And I answered, because of this fearful place, and because of the spectacle of the pain. And he said unto me, this place is the prison of the angels, and here they will be imprisoned forever. Sheol of the underworld. And thence I went to another place, and the mountain of hard rock. And there was in it four hollow places, deep and wide and very smooth. How smooth are the hollow places, and deep and dark to look at. Then Raphael answered, one of the holy angels who was with me, and said unto me, these hollow places have been created for this very purpose, that the spirits of the souls of the dead should assemble therein. Yea, that all the souls of the children of men should assemble here. And these places have been made to receive them till the day of their judgment, until their appointed period, till the great judgment comes upon them. I saw the spirit of a dead man making suit. and his voice went forth to heaven and made sweet. And I asked Raphael, the angel who was with me, and I said unto him, This spirit which maketh sooth, who is he? Whose voice goeth forth and makes sooth to heaven? And he answered me, saying, This is the spirit which went forth from Abel, whom his brother Cain slew, and he makes the sooth against him till his seed is destroyed from the face of the earth, and his seed is annihilated from amongst the seed of men. Then I asked